what I've got on my mind. We've been studying at Boiling Springs Bible Studies on Tuesday nights, which we meet at 6 o'clock. Anybody wants to come join us, come join us. Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock. The third proverb, I'm going to read it in reverse order, the first and the last verse, because it kind of stuck out to me. Verse 35, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Okay, that's telling us what we could inherit. Well, how do we do that? Then I go back to verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. So what it's telling us is that how not to, don't be a foolish person. And how do we do that? Follow the laws of God. This is for the young, the old, everybody in between. And I feel like the Proverbs, there's a lot of instruction, there's a lot of wisdom, there's a lot to gain for everyone here, from young to old. If parents would read Proverbs with their children, they'll learn a lot. Because I tell you, I have learned, I've read the Bible, I've read it, keep reading it, but do you know how to read it? And I have learned how to read the Bible from Bible studies over the years. And even this one was, it was studied on here, on us Bible study, probably a long time ago when they were going through the Bible. But if you read one verse at a time, or take one chapter at a time, read one verse at a time, and reflect on what it's saying, especially in Psalms and Proverbs. That's my challenge to everybody. And if you follow the Lord, and we know, we have it right here in our Bibles, how to do it, your life will be easy or better. We make it hard. The Lord doesn't. He's given us all the instruction, but we don't follow it all the way. I can look through my life and see where, when I'm trying to do things on my own, I fail. But when I turn to the Lord, I'm on the right track. And I appreciate that so much. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give so much thanks for the scriptures and the writings that you've given us through the men that you have inspired to jot them down on paper and pass them through the time of history to get to us here today, Lord. Those words are the same today as it was years ago, Lord, which could be is very beneficial to our lives. Lord, we pray that we continue to follow your laws and commandments and give thanks so much for being able to even meet here on Sundays and our studies at home and our Bible studies, Lord, to continue to learn what you have put forth for us, which we will never learn at all in our lives, but when we move on to glory, we'll know what we need to know. We pray for this day that we'll put the world out of our minds today, focus on what's about to be taught to us by Brother Marty, and pray that you bless him thoroughly. Forgive us of our sins, and especially those who have been mentioned today, the ones in pain and grief and in ailments. Lord, bless them. Give them peace and give them healing. Put your healing hands on them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.